T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And I can't tell you what pleasure I take in sitting in the Barco Lounger and DJ at my side in his chair when Jeffrey Lord is on CNN. Oh, my goodness. I guess particularly on the Don Lemon show, that one was a good one. Jeffrey Lord is quite an accomplished writer, too, and he has a great piece today, and we'll mention his book with him here in a moment, in which he, American Spectator, he takes a look at the massive hypocrisy from corporations and liberals. Will they defund the Clinton Foundation since they've defunded, and he names names, the Bill O'Reilly Show, okay, based upon the stuff that Clinton has done, and he talks about any number of groups and people that are willing to go after O'Reilly, but not Bill Clinton, including the news media today that in a bank shot is going after Clarence Thomas, who was never convicted of anything. Let's go to the one and only Jeffrey Lord. Hey, Jeffrey, it's been too long. Welcome back to Philadelphia.
Good morning. How are we there, Dom?
Well, very, very well, particularly when I can see you many, many times on CNN. It is just...
Sometimes I think I live there.
Oh, you are the master, though, of taking them down some other road that they don't want to go. It just sets off spasms, particularly the Beccari guy a few times around. It's been good stuff.
Well, we have a great time. We really do. We get along with all of them. They're great people, and they're good discussions. I'm always amused when I see this sort of vituperative response out there by some people, and of course they're all liberals.
Well, you make a great point today, though, too, and you know, really going through this, sponsors ditch Bill O'Reilly, but partner with Bill Clinton.
I just find, as I made clear in the column, I've never been on Bill O'Reilly's show. I've never met him.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no horse in this, as it were. And I would think that everybody could agree that sexual harassment is a bad thing, not good. However, that said, if you really believe that, then you ought to be fairly even-handed with this. If you're going to defund Bill O'Reilly, it would seem to me that you shouldn't be involved in things with the Clinton Foundation. This is somebody who has a serious allegation of rape from Juanita Broderick, serious allegations of sexual harassment and groping and all of that sort of thing from Kathleen Willey and Paula Jones. It boggles the mind that institutions like Allstate Insurance. When I looked into this, Allstate Insurance, after they put out this, they decide that they're going to decouple themselves from Fox and all of that kind of thing, and then you check and see that they're working with the Clinton Foundation on quote unquote developing a domestic violence program. Now,
yeah.
One is left a little speechless here about this kind of thing. Mitsubishi and T. Rowe Price. I mean, I could have gone on and on and on and on. I just picked a handful of these at random. T. Rowe Price was listed as one of the ex-O'Reilly sponsors, and yet you go to the Federal Elections Committee and it reveals that there were contributors to a political group called the Investment Company Institute Political Action Committee, which in turn gave contributions to Hillary Clinton, who was seen certainly by women who said that they were terrified of her as an enabler of Bill Clinton's problems here. I mean, the duplicity, the double standard here is just mind-boggling.
How much of it, in your view, too, is a bank shot vis-a-vis Donald Trump? Because I know O'Reilly, Jeff. I was his radio host fill-in over the years. And I would tell you that O'Reilly, I thought, was one of the most effective advocates, along with you. And in the same way, even though he's more blustery, because there's a gravitas with you, there's a gravitas with O'Reilly versus Sean, who just goes along, for whatever Trump says, he pretty much isn't going to challenge it. O'Reilly would challenge in a Dutch uncle sort of way. You will make comments when you think Trump has made a political mistake or something, but you defend the broad sense of what he's tapped into. And I think some of this is on the left about Trump.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing that I find amazing here, and I probably shouldn't be amazed at this, but there is, as my colleague, my CNN colleague, Fareed Zakaria, who is no Trump fan, wrote the other day, there is this Trump derangement syndrome going on with a lot of these people. And it's just, it's irrational. It's absolutely irrational. I mean, I can understand you're disappointed you lose an election. I mean, I didn't support President Obama, but I wasn't out there in the streets going crazy when he won. I just think that they've lost their marbles, if not their bearings entirely, on some of this. And you gotta stand up to this and answer it. I mean, I see this morning that Ann Coulter was supposed to speak out there in Berkeley, and they have tried to shut her down, and she's going to go anyway. Well, I mean, call me crazy, but I'm old enough to remember. Let's see, how old was I in 1964? I was about 13, 14 years old, and I vividly remember what was quaintly called the Berkeley Free Speech Movement.
Yes.
And they were in the process of shutting down Berkeley, the students of the day, precisely because they weren't allowed to dissent and have free speech. And now they've come full circle, and they are acting like the very people that they were once protesting, you know, decades ago. I mean, it's just it's pathetic. There really is a fascist element to the whole American left and the left in general, that, you know, it's our way or the highway. And if we don't get our way, we are going to shut everything down. And, you know, there's not going to be any free speech. You know, we don't care about the Constitution. It's very authoritarian minded. And I mean, that's something you got to stand up against.
Exactly. Are you on CNN tonight?
I will be with Anderson Cooper.
This will be very, very good to see. And the book, remind people of the book that they still can get. You were way ahead of the curve with President Trump.
What America Needs, the Case for Trump. And I wrote my first column suggesting that Donald Trump was a serious presidential possibility in June of 2013. And people laugh. They're not laughing anymore.
Well, it's turned into a cottage industry, though, for you. But now it's morphed in. You're the go-to guy on CNN, not just on Trump, but on all this stuff.
So, well, it's been fun. I mean, I really enjoy it. CNN has been terrific to me. They never censor me. They've been very, very good. So it's just an interesting period here in American history, and we're all on board.
Absolutely. Jeffrey Lord, thank you, Jeff. Thanks very much for coming on today.
Okay, anytime, my friend.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.